With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom or a maternal figure in your life? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you want to ask. Then she can either type up her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I want to know about the stories of how my mom and dad grew up. What's the first thing they remember after they were born? That's one of the questions I sent to my dad after signing up for My Life in a Book. And I can't think of a greater gift to give my dad in sharing his stories and to receive. It's super easy to use. My favorite part of it, as someone who sometimes lives on turtle time and forgets about sending or receiving email, is that they reach out a couple days prior to sending questions, just so I know of what questions they're going to send to my dad, if I want to change it for another question or customize it with something that I want to know. It's that kind of specificity and care that I love so much. This is genuinely an incredible, incredible gift. There's no greater present than I could give a family member or a loved one than to participate in this kind of meaningful appreciation for the entirety of their lives, separate from my own. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AndysGirls at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. with code AndysGirls for 10% off today. And thank the Jills Aaron and your life and mine. Conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/AndysGirls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/AndysGirls. Sign up today.
Some say 50 is over the hill, but we're over the drama.
I'm achieving the American dream 1 pound at a time.
Oh my God, you guys, it's episode, drum roll please, episode, I just tried to do it, and I can't. Episode 50 of Andy's Girls. You guys, can you believe it? We made it this far.
Happy birthday, Andy's Girls.
Happy birthday, Andy's Girls. I'm joined by co-creator, bon vivant, man about town, senior producer of VH1, Damian Valino. Damian, it's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure. It's so good to be around all of these red bottoms. Oh, no, they're not red bottoms.
No,
they're Manolos.
I have a wall of Manolos, and I just went to the Jimmy Choo sample sale last week and survived it. So kudos to me.
It's actually beautiful. You should like post pictures of of your shoes.
But I don't want the Kim Kardashian. Guys, don't thieve me or whatever. I'm so scared. I don't post photos. Actually, I have now and again. I'll do like a throwback to elicit anger from the denizens of followers, all like 10 of them that I have on Instagram. Can you believe that it's episode 50 of Andy's Girls? I'm like schwitzing a little bit.
We started this for two seasons ago of New York, right? So you've been through... the second season of New York.
We've been through fake cancer on OC. We've been through, maybe two seasons. Yeah, when the bee was back. The second season, I want to say.
That's
maybe?
Correct. Yeah. So it's been a journey, and congrats to you for getting here and for this. I love coming
Wait,
here.
Wait, Damien,
and I love
are you being serious with me right now?
I'm
oh my god.
You can't handle my sincerity.
My reaction is to laugh, you guys. I'm a terrible human person. That is so sweet.
I love coming here talking about housewives. And it's a testament to you to keeping it running. And I love talking about them. And I think your fans love listening to you talk about the housewives and having lots of opinions about them. I have so many opinions. So, I don't want to steer your ship because it's
your
ship.
Oh, my God.
Where do we even begin?
Can I just say, first off, before we begin, thanks to all of you that wrote iTunes reviews. My special favorite, and I don't want to paraphrase, but one person who wrote a new review that says, literally, no.
Wow.
So, guys, in honor of episode 50 of AG, can we get some, nice reviews? Damien's going to post a photo on his Instagram, which is it at Damien Bellino?
Just my first and last name, my whole government name.
Oh, my God, his government name. Go to Damien's Instagram, and he's going to post a photo of our tech situation so you guys can get We have upgraded for the 900th time. So it would be really great if you guys could take 20 seconds out of your day and post a 4 or 5-star review. I'm not even going to ask for 5. I don't know if I deserve it. But 4, guys, a 4+. That is my make-a-wish.
You deserve all the stars.
Thank you. Tell me everything.
Well, so many airing. What do you want to start with?
I feel like we should start with your favorite franchise, which we were just kicking about offline.
Atlanta is my favorite. I'm so glad it's back.
I can't believe it's back. I'm almost in shock that it's back.
I love that it's. I think it gets the most episodes because it's like the
most. It has like 400 episodes. Yeah, it has like at least 25.
I also didn't realize it's the one. I mean, I don't know if this is the same for every cable provider, but a friend told me that it's the only one that's not on demand. You can't watch that.
Yeah. That's totally right.
And I think that's so interesting.
So save it on.
You have to if you don't have DVR, you need to find it somewhere. Yeah. But I love Atlanta.
Is it because they get the most money from Atlanta? I guess it is.
It's the most popular. And I think it has the most episodes, which is why it probably always feels
like it's
on.
Has it always been like that? No, that can't be. Beverly Hills must have been the most popular at one point. Or OC, even.
I think. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe when they came more, it became
I don't
know. More violent.
We have to look
is that
at
that.
I don't know. I think it's always...
Is it just because it's so sassy?
I also think that, NeNe is the most famous housewife. I've been talking about this recently. I think, I would say she's one, and then, Bethany is two. But I feel like...
NeNe's certainly not the most successful housewife, but she may be the most...
But I think, name-wise, I feel like people know her
the most.
As, associated with housewives and, who she is. And she has, a little more name recognition. I think that, I think, Candy also is very famous, in comparison to other people on the Housewives.
Sure, although I didn't know what Escape was. I had never heard of it before.
Well,
so when she
a lot
joined,
of top 10. Don't
and
worry.
I remember I went on YouTube because I was
we have to pay for that, so I can't do any more than that.
Sure, we do.
I'm obsessed with the Escape show. Also, I love Candy. She's my number one housewife of all time.
I didn't watch Escape. Well, see, I don't even know how to say it.
Escape.
I didn't watch that. I didn't watch the spinoff. I know that one episode has happened. I will watch it, but I have YouTubed the band or group or whatever to understand some of the songs, and I don't recognize a single one. I'm so sorry.
They're so great. I mean, they were. You know, it was
R&B.
It was early to mid '90s, and it was R&B.
Interesting. Yeah. So you didn't know them when they came out because you had been a little babe.
No, we were young. I mean,
little bambino.
I didn't really know them from then, but I know them. Like, I know, like, our 90s R&B now.
So I was interested. I didn't know how this season was going to start. I didn't know if they were going to reference Phaedra, how they would reference her.
I thought maybe they wouldn't have a guest release, so they wouldn't be able to say her name legally.
That's what I was thinking.
But there must be, it made me be like, oh, is she going to, like, pop up at some point for, like, an episode? Because they do say her name.
But not always.
But initially, Portia said, like, I had a situation with a good friend. And that's when I was like, oh, they're not going to mention her name all season. But then the next scene, it was Portia and her sister talking about Phaedra. And I was like, oh, so they are.
Right.
So
I don't know if something changed or what.
Or, like, what if Phaedra filmed a scene later? Just, I don't know. I feel like it seems weird.
The permissions changed?
Yeah, like, maybe she came in and did, one scene to like, wrap up her story or something. And so she had to sign a guest release, and that gave them permission.
I don't think Candy would have. I think Candy would have built into her contract if that bitch gets anywhere within 10 feet of a Bravo camera. I'm going to, like, fuck you up. Yeah. I can't believe they even did the flashback. When they did the flashback, I was like, to the actual reunion couch, I was shocked. I remember being just as shocked as I was when I watched the reunion, understanding that we thought that the whole thing was that Portia had fucked Apollo. So when it came out that it was like lying about sexual assault, it was like a slow boil. I didn't understand initially how bad that was until like after the fact, after watching how bad it was that she had genuinely lied about a cast member intimating, and she's a lawyer. Like, how does any of that make sense?
It is kind of crazy.
Hasn't she ruined the rest of her life? I mean, I don't see how she can come out on top from this. Meanwhile, if you go to her social media, people are like, Team Phaedra. I don't understand how a single person could be Team Phaedra in that case.
I just hope that the drama on Atlanta stays briefly on that and, like, moves on. Like, I don't want to upset. I don't want them to, like, harp over.
No, I don't think it's going to be fake cancer at all. But I think it's going to.
I'm a little disappointed that there's no new additions. Like, I'm into Nene being back. I'm into Kim being back. But, like, I'm a little disappointed that it's, like, the same lineup, because I feel like sometimes fresh blood is what you need to I mean, maybe I guess Nene is fresh blood because she's back. But
yeah,
like,
new nose. She's got a dick on her face. I'm so sorry. She has a penis on her face and I can't unsee it. Have you seen her nose?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the episode.
It's like a third.
I don't think it's a new nose. I think it's like a new, because why would that be the new nose?
She got another nose drop. She said that.
Since
she didn't
on the show?
Yeah, she has had at least two nose reconstructions. The first one, I think, was okay, but she said it was like, I think she said it was too thin, but they did something else, and now it looks like she has a penis on her nose.
Yeah, it's not a great nose.
It's not a good nose for her face. It's too small.
Also, I'm not into the opening graphic. I feel like they needed to, like, kind of make them all the same height, and I think that, like, she looks so much taller than the other women in the opening graphics. That it's
I wonder if she did that on purpose to, like, make sure she towered over them.
Yeah, because her and Candy Lanithia are sharing the middle spot, and so she's, like, much bigger than Candy, and it's very weird.
Can you imagine what that negotiation process would have been like between...
I always think about that, because I always think about who gets the middle spot, because that makes me think that that's the person who gets, like, has the best deal.
Yeah. I think you're right, and, like, which is why Bethany has it.
Like, but Bethany's first season back, it was Ramona and Bethany sharing it, and I thought and then, obviously, now it was Bethany by herself, and then I think the most recent season of Beverly Hills, I think it was Kyle, which was shocking to me.
I do remember Kyle being in the middle, and I wonder if that's because LVP was okay, you know, being like second batter or whatever that phrase is for sports people.
So I was reading some deep tweets about Beverly Hills, because I guess the premiere date came out and it's coming back
in December.
I like was
and
like,
they went to Germany.
So
guys.
I searched Twitter to see, like, is there a super trailer or like a teaser? Not like yet. Why? And nothing was, but people were talking about it.
Yeah.
People were saying Camille is full time. I don't know if that's true, but
Damien,
you heard
it
here first.
Damien, is that an AG50 present? Are we being gifted Camille Donatacci grammar?
That Camille is full time.
So unexpected. Taylor is pissed.
That Kyle and Lisa Rinna are still feuding. I don't remember what they're feuding about, but it says that their beef is not done.
Oh my God, I don't remember.
And
what
I'm trying to think if there's
about
anything else that I read. I think those were the two main things. It was like Lisa and Kyle are still at odds, and someone was like, Rinna? And they were like, yeah, Rinna. And then someone said.
And Eileen's off.
And Eileen's
someone said,
off.
Someone said what? Sorry. That and they're still feuding?
Yeah, that Lisa and Rinna and Kyle are at odds still, and that Camille is back full time, which I'm very into.
I'm super into it, and also mazel to Camille Donatacci Grammer on her engagement, which you subtweeted to me.
I'm surprised that she's coming back, if that's true.
She has so much money.
But I think she's a fascinating study, and I also think, like, there's a power. Like, I would, like, be interested in, like, Camille and Erica together is, like, I would like to watch them dethrone Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump as, like, because I'm more into to Camille and Erica. Like, I'm over Kyle and Lisa
it's
Vanderpump.
It's very, like, Degrassi, the next generation. Like, these are, like, the next, like, up-and-comers. Even though Camille is an OG of the BH, I really think that could be fascinating. Also, Camille, who is at one point on the cover of Us Magazine or whatever as like the most hated housewife of all time, comes back, does a turnaround that has never been done ever since, I would say.
Well, this was a great segue.
From reviled to whatever.
This is a great segue to
Saint Camille.
I think the person who is currently doing it, it's not that type of like, she's not my favorite, but she's done an excellent job of revamping her image, is Kelly Dodd. Oh, you don't think so?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sheree, and I was like here all day for it. Oh. Wait, that's one of the... Guys, we're doing like a hop and a skip through
I'm
all the
so
franchises.
Sorry.
No, and I'm super into it because I literally watched last week and this week.
She's one of my favorites on OC right now.
She is one of my favorites on OC right now. And
she's
I was
funny.
Here
she's smart,
for days.
But, and
she's so fucking
but she
smart.
Knows how to get like when she knows how to like bring drama, but like she also knows how to like... When she asked Peggy how she got into USC, I screamed because it was like, yeah, literally, how did you get into USC?
And when Peggy at one point was like, our husbands should talk to each other, because she was implying that it's not Peggy can't, that Kelly can't,
herself.
Right, that Kelly and Kelly can't respond, that their husbands have to communicate. And then Kelly came back and was like, yeah, I'll have my dad call yours.
And then Peggy thinks that was an insult
because,
to
her
dead father. And she was like, I told Kelly my dad was dead. And it was like, well, Kelly was wasted. She was just being, like, she was making fun of you for implying that, like, you needed a man to And but Peggy didn't get that and thought it was like a personal jab.
It's like I'm so into Kelly by herself, but I'm so into Kelly because Kelly is so open about how much she dislikes Peggy, and not enough housewives are talking about it on OC, which is Peggy is a fucking
this is a rough
Looney
season
Tunes.
Of OC.
It's the worst season of OC of all time.
I mean,
bring back Fake Cancer. Where is my City of Hope? It's not in
Vicky
Orange County.
Is like boring and terrible still.
Yep,
but just boring, really.
Yep,
more
yep.
Brianna. She's just terrible. Tim, Shannon, I'm having a lot of rough time with my girl Shannon. Like, it's a lot of sadness. It's really hard to watch. I feel like it's a really, like, she's going through a lot, and it's really sad. Like, she's, it's just really, really
Is her
really
organic
sad.
Pizzeria still going to open, or is that going to be, like, divided assets in the
I
separation?
Hope it just throws
and allegedly,
it away.
She, like, filed for sole custody.
I didn't, so I thought they announced a separation,
but not a divorce.
But not a divorce. But I feel like there's been a lot of people talking about divorce, like, in different headlines. And I was like, did I miss a beat there?
No, I think they filed for separation. And they went to, like, one of their baseball or football games, whatever sport it is, together. Because she's like, because we're parents and it's for our kids, which is super sweet.
But they're going to get a divorce, I think, though.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a divorce. And it's going to take a while to separate the assets because they have a fucking ton of money.
It's sad. She looks great. I hope she's healthier and happier. It's just, it's, like, hard to watch. Like, I, you know, it's, like, one of those things where, like, as a viewer, you needed to see this part of the story unfold because, like, it is sort of like closure to the relationship drama and like seeing her get healthier and whatever. But it also feels like I wish that they had left the show because like it's sad to watch. Like she's so miserable. And like she like in the early in the season, she was making me so upset. Like she just has a hard time talking to anybody and without like coming
freaking
from a place
out.
Of like
pain.
Insecurity or anger or pain.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's just been a rough road. And I can't stand Lydia either. I mean, it's just been a rough season.
It has been really bad. I do have to say about Shannon, her reactions now, which is she's like a super reactive personality, are very similar to her first season when she like lost her shit in at that dinner party in Malibu for Lizzie, and she was like losing her shit with Heather Dubrow. You watched it.
Oh, I did.
Remember, she was like she was coming from a place of pure anger and fury, and then it turns out it was because her marriage wasn't doing well. And then we found out the next season that she was on that David was having an affair at that point. So I feel like for her, she doesn't know how to outsource that kind of pain and anguish. And so she just projects it. So if her relationship, which is essentially everything to her until very recently when she realized that she is also herself a human person, she projects it all onto other people. So I think that a lot of what she's doing with Vicky is genuine, actual anger about what Vicky has done and understanding that Vicky will never accept responsibility for the whole Brooks thing and feeling fury about that. And then also, you know, displaced anger about where she is with David, with a man who doesn't listen to her, who doesn't love her, who just has a little nosh.
What do you think of, you know, Vicky's apology for making the comments about her domestic violence situation?
I think it was totally like coded and coached where it's like, I'm sorry that I talked about that thing that we're never actually really going to talk through. So it's super murky to me. I don't understand what
Radar,
she was.
I'm assuming you followed that thing on Radar.
Oh my God, I've been on Radar so long.
Oh, like an old
I'm
report
so
came out about that she had filed against David.
But wasn't it that he'd like knocked down the door of a whatever and it was like an anger thing? I don't think it was physical. Even though like emotional violence is just as bad, guys. But like, I don't think he was like physically assaulting her, which is what Vicky was implying. Mm-hmm. thing. I think what Shannon was upset about was the fact that Vicky was implying that Shannon, that David was physically abusive. Mm-hmm. And what Shannon is not denying, but is still in the ether, is that maybe there wasn't physical violence, but there was some sort of...
There was a reason that Vicky thought that. Like, there was some sort of, like, there was some situation that
and
happened.
And Vicky's saying, you called me to talk about this.
It's like when these fake reality shows get real, in those moments where it's just like, that's, like, not fake. You know what I mean? Like, Shannon called Vicky as a friend.
And, right,
like,
and
Vicky
something.
Kept that a secret, and then Vicky told Kelly that off camera, and then it, like, oh, now it's like two seasons later, and it's like it's part of the show, and it's sad.
It's icky, but I don't know what to say about it. I mean,
I don't
think it's like a
show if right. You don't want that
stuff to come out. That's what Taylor Armstrong learned the hard way, which
her
is that you can't talk
died.
To your. I know, but you can't talk to your co-stars about physical abuse, and then not think it's going to come out on camera. The difference there is that when Camille had that sit down with Taylor and the other ladies and said, "Listen, we need to talk about it on camera," that's one thing. What Vicky was doing was either gossiping to Kelly or feeding Kelly information that she knew would come out on camera. We still don't have an answer for it, which is like, what were your motivations for this? Which no one's really talking about that much anymore. I think they were before with the whole, like, why did you tell Kelly? What was the point of telling Kelly? Because Kelly is the last person you want to tell a secret to, because Kelly has no boundaries. Kelly's going to, like, release whatever in a moment of anger. But I don't know that we're going to ever get any kind of finality to that. I think the conclusion is going to be, Vicky's apology didn't mean anything. I don't think so. I think Vicky's full of shit, but I just don't care anymore about it.
So next season of OC is gonna be the 15th season. Do you think they're gonna pull some?
How
do you think they're gonna
possible?
Pull some Atlanta stuff and like try to like?
Who could they bring
some
back?
People back?
Don't
to
say Gina Keough.
You know, I always say Gina Keough.
You die for Gina Keough.
Because for a long time, I thought that Vicky needed an ally, and now
that's
that,
the only
now,
one.
Now that she's fine with Tamara, that's kind of, but like they could bring Gretchen back, or they could bring, like, Lizzie is so boring they would definitely bring her back.
I don't think,
but they could bring Gretchen back. They could bring what's her name back. I don't know if what's her name, Bellino, wants, my cousin wants to come back.
Alexis Bellino.
Yeah.
I don't know that she wants to come back. You
Gretchen
could bring
back
Lori, who was
Vicky's co-worker assistant,
she was
right?
Vicky's former co-worker, although she at one point was like, we never worked together, and Vicky's like, then who was signing your checks?
Wasn't she also,
but
her,
then
her child is like her, one of her kids is a porn star, her one of her son or her daughter.
No, that is evicted
Lori?
Lynn Curtin.
Oh, Lynn, right.
Lori's the one whose son was arrested for murder and is raising
yes.
his daughter as her own. So she's now raising her granddaughter as her child with George Peterson, her husband. I don't think that Lori will ever come back because she went completely nutso. I mean, when you talk about a total new beginning, which is what the love of your life, Camille Donatacci Grammer did versus what Lori wearing Peterson did, it's the exact opposite, which is Lori was thought of pretty well in pretty nice regard, not necessarily like beloved by people, but thought of well, you know, came into OC as someone that used to have money, went through a terrible divorce or whatever, had no money. Then she found love in between seasons, I want to say, or maybe on camera with this guy, George, who had a bunch of money. Then she got married. Then she left the show because I think probably the new marriage, but also the, you know, drug and various situations with her son, Josh, who's now in jail probably forever. And then came back, and we were thinking we were going to get version two Lori, which is like happy and married. Little did we realize that she would come back with a vendetta against Vicky, who was allegedly saying stuff in their community about Lori's husband, George. So she came back with a vendetta and used it to enact revenge, which actually is so interesting this week. And she said the whole thing about Vicky, she's like, when they were on the slopes, and she said to, she had said something to Gretchen about how Vicky had had a threesome, and she didn't actually say the word threesome. She said, I walked into
multiple
a hotel.
Sexual partner.
Right. She walked into a hotel room wherever and saw Vicky with two other people.
Gretchen said this, right?
Well, no, Lori said it to Gretchen on camera, I want to say, so that Gretchen would bring it up with other people. Similar, that's how OC operates. But what was so interesting to me watching this week's episode of OC was I thought of that moment because in the moment where Peggy is talking about is trying to mom shame Megan King Edmonds, but then she's like, I don't speak English. I don't know like what it means to be mom shaming. I don't know. She puts forth a recorder or whatever she was doing, like saying that she had recorded the 10 minutes of the baby crying or whatever. And I thought to myself, oh my God, she just tried to Lori Peterson, Megan King Edmonds, which is she was upset because she knew that the women were laughing about her and she heard a baby crying. So instead of seeing if the baby was okay, she just waited, recorded it, and then went to a group dinner and said, I saw this. I'm not actually saying that you're a bad mom, but I'm painting the picture that you're a terrible fucking parent. And I'm doing it because 10 minutes before the baby started crying, I heard you guys talking about me and I want you to feel bad. And I immediately like totally flashback to Lori Peterson. And I thought, Peggy, who's such a fucking moron, and I can't.
She's not. She didn't know what worst. She was.
She didn't know what she was trying to do.
And she didn't know she was signing up for. Like, she's not built for this show. She can't do it.
But she's, I'm sure, surely seen every episode. Because there was a moment where she said to Shannon Bedore, you know, do you trust her husband? She knows that she's doing that.
Or a producer fed that to her to say. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's being manipulative because a producer said it. She's at heart probably a shittyish person and is genuinely not built for this. Like, I mean, Lydia's built better for this.
The fact that she like had never been away from her family she had never been on a trip without her husband.
Did she say that?
She said she had
never. Car.
She was like, I've never been on a trip without Deco. And I was like, oh, so like this trip is going to be terrible.
But when did she get married? When she was 14? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Where's she from again?
I think she was like moved here when she was a baby. I think she's from.
Right. So none of this makes sense. Why doesn't she know what words are?
She's Iranian, I think. No, maybe I'm. I don't know. She's Armenian.
There.
She's Armenian.
Sure. I over there, she's guys. Armenian. I just wave my hand and it's.
She's Armenian.
Oh my god!
It's just she's not. She's not right for this show, and she will leave. And so should Lydia.
She's not going to leave. She's going to get fired. It matters. She's getting evicted. She's getting one of Lynn Curtin's eviction notices on camera, and we're going to send her away.
Yeah,
like she's going away. I'm okay with Deco stays.
Do you think that any of that stuff that came out about Tamara's daughter Sydney posted on Facebook, and then like Gretchen got herself involved? I shared this with you, right?
Yeah, I think you tagged me in the post, and like then, right below Gretchen, or something.
And then like Tamara. Screenshot Gretchen's comment and like posted about it on Instagram
and
then deleted
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to be addressed at any point?
Well, I think what we're seeing now, because I think they showed this in a trailer for the season or in this week's ep or next week's ep or whatever, was at the moment where like Sydney reaches out and is like, do you want to come to my graduation? I think that's going to be a plot point. I don't think that the aftermath of it is going to be addressed until the reunion.
Tamara already said she was invited to the graduation. That already happened.
Right. But nobody is. Oh, it did?
I think so. I think she told Shannon about it when they were sitting on the sofas.
Oh, okay, great.
And they were talking about...
Do you mean that... Will the aftermath be addressed? Yeah, probably on the reunion. Yeah.
I just want to know if like, they're going to talk about Gretchen getting herself involved, which is...
I think Tamara knows enough not to give Gretchen extra screen time, which is what she...
about it.
He might...
Remember when they read a letter from Alexis Bellino?
Yeah, about the whole Jesus thing.
I loved it so much. It was so funny to me.
Do you want Alexis Bellino to come back?
I don't remember her as a personality on the
show.
She
was good at the end.
I just like when old people come back because it feels like, and I know it's what Andy Cohen wants. It's like, it feels like a soap opera. So it feels like
anybody
can come in.
And it's also like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
And it also, it feels like they've built a world, whether it's fictional or real, where people can come in and out and these women are somehow connected, even if they're not really. Like how Siggy and Margaret are like quote unquote friends. And then this week's episode, Margaret said something about like, she doesn't know this about me. And I was like, that's where it starts to feel fake when like they force the friendship and then they sort of say things like, I don't know, like they don't know them. And like how Lydia said the same thing about Peggy, like, I don't know her like this. And I was like, well, you also introduced her to the group of women, which is like, I know we fudge a little and like no one cares because it's television, but it starts to feel, that's where the insincerity comes out.
Wait, so I think we can put OC to bed for now. We need to talk about Jersey because you just brought it up. Margaret Josephs. Now, I made fun of her right off the bat because of the pigtails.
This week's episode, though.
I was super into her this week. I was, like, into her for days. I was into her conversation with Dolores. I was into her, like, kikiing with her ex-husband. I'm super into this whole thing, by the way, because it gives me hope because I know I will be divorced. So, like, it gives me hope
that
she
for sure has a story, which is really fascinating.
And she's also super dry. I think, is it weird that one of the things I didn't like about her was, like, vocally her voice is super low, so I didn't know, like, what the fuck was happening. Mm. It's, like, very low and dry and, like, to the point and, like, sort of abrasive. And now that I'm hearing more of it, I'm kind of into it. I thought she raised some really interesting points, and Siggy did not sell her case well at all. And it made me kind of think about Margaret in a different way. And Marge Sr., hear from Marge Sr. for days.
Yeah, into Marge Sr., not into Marge. Like, I think Margaret is a good television, but
yeah,
I'm not into her.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not
like how
like...
I felt about Kelly last season, which was like, this person is a good addition to the cast because she's good at stirring the pot. She has an interesting backstory, clearly. Like, I was very into her story last night about her stepchildren and her relationship with
yes.
her ex-husband.
The stepchildren thing was so unexpected.
Totally. But she seems... She a little bit seems like garbage based on... And again, it's like she doesn't really
have a... She's from New Jersey.
She really doesn't have a loyalty to Siggy, but her behavior that weekend was weird. Like, she had just met the women, and the fact that, like, she didn't check on Siggy and Dolores, and she was like,
and now the flower thing.
And, like, now she's taking Danielle's side over Dolores's. I'm like, Danielle Staub is somebody for me where, like, I'm having trouble. Like, I don't know if she can reinvent herself for me. She seems like such a snake, and I'm like, why would anybody believe her over Dolores? I believe that Dolores may have said something that Danielle is twisting and turning to be that, but it's not, wasn't malicious.
Well,
and like, Danielle is like running with it as a plot line, and everyone's like, yeah, I think Danielle's right. And I'm like, what?
So here's what I thought had happened until I watched Dolores and watched What Happens Live, or I watched like a clip of it or whatever. So I thought that Dolores had like gone with Frankie to see Danielle Staub's like financier husband financier fiance for some internship, which they both say happened, and that they were talking about the women or money or something, because he works in finance, so that I guess makes sense, and that Dolores was saying something along the lines of like, Teresa's focused right now on making money because she's the sole breadwinner in her family. So that's what I thought could have been said, and then Danielle twisted it.
Did Dolores corroborate that, what you just said?
No. Dolores said when she went on Watch What Happens Live, said, we did not say a single thing. I literally walked in the door,
yeah,
dropped
right.
off Frankie,
that.
And then I left, and then I came back or whatever and picked him up, and Danielle wasn't there or whatever she said happened. She said not a single piece of conversation took place, and I believe Dolores from like here to eternity. There is no reason for Dolores to lie. Danielle is pretending that she's a good person as of like 45 minutes ago,
yeah.
And Teresa and Melissa are either too stupid or too complicit.
It's both.
To understand. Like, that's the thing that I don't get. It's like,
that's why Jersey is really frustrating, though, because like,
because they're so dumb. It's like, they're the stupidest franchise. Dumbest women. I'm sorry.
That's why Caroline was so great, because she was smart. And
right.
Like, that's why like Siggy is.
And also why Caroline was not meant to be on this world until the end of time. She's like, I'm out. She's like, Manzo done.
Like, but like the way that like Siggy's being annoying about the cake, but like, I'm like, well, I kind of do understand the root of your argument, which is like, you guys were like acting like idiots, and it's like a place that I go. But I think Siggy is smart, and therefore I will just be on her side, because I'm like, well, you guys are dumb. Like, they're dumb.
I think that Siggy is super smart and is making a choice to be over dramatic
yeah,
about
she's
this. And
this
it's
like,
a second season thing, because she probably got really used to being really, really well liked.
Yeah.
And she's just going from here to 100 because she's trying to give good TV. And what we just want is Siggy. Yeah. Like, we want Siggy at her core, like we saw last season, which some might say is like a little bit full of like a little bit of bullshit. But I really enjoy her chicken soup of soul for the soul, like reasoning and stories and Sig
totally.
Elite. And she's just going from here to 1,000. Danielle Staub, I can't say this enough. Danielle Staub showed up to a taping of a dinner with Caroline Manzo several seasons ago with armed guards. And she did that to make a point. She said, make sure you have guns so that it can be like, they were armed guards. Who does that? A dangerous, violent woman. Like, we will get to Leanne and the issues with Leanne Locken on Dallas. But Danielle Staub is like, actually violent. We can talk about how fucking crazy Kelly Dodd can be and how cutting and mean and bitchy, it's all like shades of gray of some sort of like mental illness situation. Not to say anything bad about mental illness, but like, people react in different ways and their reactions aren't healthy for them or for other people. But Danielle Staub introduces serious, direct threats and implications of violence. She surrounds herself with felons, and she went off the show. I threw a parade. And then several seasons went by and they did a lot of bad casting, and Teresa went to jail, and Teresa and Jack fell out forever. And they needed to introduce someone back into the mix. And so you previously said, you know, Jill Zarin could come back to New York. Wouldn't that be great? They actually made that decision to return to an OG in a friend of position. And I still, when I'm watching the TV screen, can't understand for the life of me why anyone would rally to her defense, knowing the shit that she has done. She essentially kicked off talking about Teresa and Melissa Gorga's strained relationship on camera when she referenced it in a reunion. That was what led to Teresa throwing herself over trying to essentially push Andy aside so that she could
what
come
to. What did she say about Melissa?
She said, did you visit your nephew in the hospital when she was born? Because allegedly she'd reached out to Melissa. This was before Melissa was a cast member. She'd reached out to Melissa on Facebook and said, and she was getting information about Melissa and Teresa's strained friendship, and then brought that to the taping of the reunion and referenced it. And Teresa like lost her shit for a second and went to be like, come at me, bitch. Like, of course I did. And lost her mind. Danielle does that kind of stuff. Like Danielle cuts to the bone, and I don't trust her for a second. And I also don't understand why she sends like text smiley face messages to Tree, and Tree's like, oh my God, she's the best. You know, I've known Dolores for 25 years, but last 3 months, Danielle has really checked on me. The last 3 months, and for 25 years, I've been used to someone being super consistent and wonderful. So why should I trust them? It drives me insane. It doesn't make any sense
That's
to me.
That's what's most upsetting is like, it's that she's known Dolores in real life. Like, Dolores wasn't on the show. Dolores was a person who was
right.
in her life, whether they were best friends or close friends.
She was a background person on Jersey.
But she was a person in their life.
Right.
And I think it's so shocking that, that Teresa just is, like, choosing to believe Danielle, or choosing enough to give, like, Danielle, like, not dismiss Danielle. And I don't know. I suppose it will be good television. I hope it will come to fruition. Dolores seems very confident in her stance, and I appreciate that. Like, that makes me trust her, because I feel like she's like, I didn't say it. This lady is crazy.
We all know
Welcome
that she's
back,
crazy.
Scumbag. Like,
right.
Like, and then when Danielle was on Watch What Happens Live, she was sort of like, she basically said that she like made Dolores be good TV this year. And I was like, is that a good thing? Like, she's proud of it, but like, nobody likes you more because you're giving Dolores good moments for good reactions.
She also said that she had evidence that I assume she'll bring up on the reunion, which I think means some sort of recording of something, but
she always is like wearing a tape.
Right.
A wire. She's the worst.
I hate her. I can't believe that she's back. But she's back, but it's a much better Jersey than it was the season before, I have to say. But it's not because of Danielle.
Last season was like better because of
Dolores and Tiki.
But everyone's drama, this is a great segue, everyone's drama was connected to Teresa, which is going to bring me to Dallas, which is, I think, an excellent season of television. But Reunion so Part 1 was really frustrating for me, and here's why.
Tell me everything.
Lover or hater, she is incredibly problematic. Leanne is the star of the show. She is a star. Like, she's
a burning star.
Think she's a lot like Teresa in that, like, she's very flawed and not always likable, but like,
not ever likable.
Well, yep. I do think she's funny.
Maybe a
sometimes.
Little. And
I think
likable with her mom. Likable with her mom.
She's like captivating to watch, and like kind of like the way Vicky and Teresa are gross people, but like they're the stars of their shows. But everybody has drama with Leanne, and I was looking at, like, Brandy is funny, and I was looking at Leanne.
And Stephanie's funny. Stephanie's funny, dumb. I die
like
for Stephanie.
Together,
I love them
like,
together.
I'm
so glad they're friends again.
But Carrie, I was like, I think Carrie's manipulative also, and I want to be like, Carrie, do you, like, all three of them sitting on the sofa are sort of accusing Leanne, and my thing is, like, is that the race to be in, to be everyone to be against Leanne? Because she's the star. You guys, one of you is going to probably get the boot. Like,
why would it be one of them? Oh, because Deandra and Cameron are,
everyone's against Leanne. And I think that, like, that's not the side of history to be on.
Everyone's against Leanne because Leanne is not on the side of history. Leanne's not on the side of reality. And they're saying, like, this actually happened and you threaten us off camera. The stuff that's most upsetting to us is when you... Yeah, they're just hands, but hands are made for choking.
Okay, but I'm not like a proponent of violence, but also like hyperbole in in the way they're like reacting. It's like when Leanne said, like, and also you and your Mark made the joke about killing each other, and she was like, I would never make that joke. And then they flashed to it. It's like, that's exactly like they are. She was like, you tried to threaten to kill Marie, kill me, and kill Carrie. And I was like, okay, cool. But like, also saying, like, in anger, being like, I'm gonna kill you, we're filming this reality show, it's drama, is a lot different than being like, I have a gun to your head, I'm going to kill you.
But what Leanne is saying is, like, I don't need a gun, I have hands.
You could.
And Mark Duber was saying to Carrie, they were joking with each other. The problem is that Leanne isn't joking. She's not making
fun
of it.
She's not really going to kill them.
we don't actually know that. What we do know is that she can scare the shit out of them, and should that be a part of a reality show? I'm not arguing that Leanne should be fired. I am arguing, though, that her tactics are not terrific, and she can't keep saying, well, I don't remember that because I was on, you know, a muscle relaxer or whatever. I don't remember that, or what precipitating factor led to me saying those things because
I just think that, like, PTSD
as of 40 seconds ago. I mean, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And I think there are some shades of stop there. Yeah, I really do.
I mean, she clearly has some stuff
going on there.
But I think she's great. I'm like obsessed
She's great for the show. I wish she would threaten to physically assault her co-stars less.
I'm fine with that.
She has more than enough other crazy. She doesn't need to be violent.
But I also think that, like,
they're not just hands.
I'm just not into everyone being against the same person in the same way that everyone was, like, Jacqueline and everyone's drama was, like, rooted in Jacqueline and Teresa. It's like everyone is rooted in Carrie versus Leanne and Brandy versus Leanne right now. And it's like, there has to be other high stakes drama that doesn't involve Leanne. And there isn't. Everybody else's drama. It's like Brandy and Stephanie, that drama was fake. It was for television. Like,
No. I believe 100% that Brandy and Stephanie, that was real. I 100%
believe that they were like not Brandy, on the outs for like 3 months for
I totally 100% believe that they were, and that Brandy was dealing with stress in her marriage and tried to blame Stephanie for some of it, because of this dumb Bravo blog that they're contracted to do. And so she stopped talking to her because they were really, really good friends. And then fucking TV fucked it up. And it was only until they were filming again that they were forced to be together that they reconciled their best friendship and are back to being like the Bobbsey twins. And I'm here for it.
I don't believe that, but I'm cool into you being into it.
You think that they're smart enough to act that?
I mean, I think that they just knew that, like, they had to, like, I think that they all knew that season two had to be better and bigger, and that they had to, like, have something, and the people that was something that they could be like, I don't know, that maybe there was a rift. I think they just played it up for the camera.
I 100% disagree. And I also think that Leanne absolutely interjected in that to try to extend it as much as humanly possible.
Of course, but like, but I that don't blame was for TV. Her for that.
No, but I'm just saying that's what happened.
But I also like, but then like, what's her name? Cameron's beef with like
dog food that with black
Brandy
dildo
is like stupid. Also the fact that they call it sexual. What are they calling
a sex toy?
No, they're calling it like
a dildo?
Chocolate sex or sex? They're calling
Chocolate Thunder.
They were calling
Big Daddy Chocolate.
No, break me up, you were just saying more
dark
things.
Chocolate?
They were just like saying something that was. I was like, it's borderline racist. They kept being like sexual chocolate, and I was like, stop calling it that.
It was. I did
also,
feel
like, is
a little
the joke that it's a black dildo. Like, no, get they a kept, fucking white dildo.
They kept on talking about the fact that it was a black dildo over and over again, and then Brandy almost brought it to the reunion because I think Andy thought it would be like the new Blue Bunny of the reunions, where he'd have a dildo in like the Watch What Happens Live studio, which would have been problematic.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been great. What do you think about Cameron?
I think that Cameron and DeAndre were great additions because like they're rich.
Such
and like
casting.
And weird. I'm not really into Cameron. Seems like a Muppet, and like she's like not like
Cameron's a Barbie Muppet.
I don't know that I care about her, and
like,
she's annoying.
Nobody does.
But like I'm into them. I feel like they were exactly what the show needed, which was like they needed bigger personalities
and some light,
and like who were like goofy and like rich. And I feel like DeAndre's so rich she's actually tacky, which is shocking. Like I see her and I'm like, you have so much money, and then I see her wedding photos and I'm like, oh my god, like you're just what the show needs. Like you just have so much money, like you have no taste.
I think that DeAndre's one of the best like replacement additions to a cast. Like,
and
in
also
franchise
she's good because
she's the smartest person on that show.
She has a history with Leanne. She's real 100%. Friends with Leanne.
Leanne was her like maid of honor, or
which
whatever
is
the
cool
fuck.
And makes me think that like Leanne isn't like the worst human, because I think DeAndre seems like, you know, like a normal
Leanne knows enough to know don't fuck with Simmons people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't fuck with Simmons folk. Don't fuck with that kind of money. Fuck with like Plano money. Don't fuck with Simmons money.
But
what she's thinking.
DeAndre is like. Yeah, I think that she's like as an interesting addition.
I die for her like $18,000 dress that she's like, if only I could wear it again. I was here for that. I was like, yeah, you can't wear it again. I would wear it again. I would wear it to Starbucks with a chambray, belt it at the waist, and I would kill it. But I love her. I love everything about her. I did say something weird last week because she was on like the Trump for Women Texas thing, and I was like, that made a lot of sense. And then I was like, I sort of love her for it, which I don't love her for it. I think that's a terrible thing that she did. But it also makes sense to me because she's like full of money. So it would make sense to me that she's supportive of whoever like the Republican nominee is.
I mean, I 100%. Think it makes sense that what I do, like, I don't know that I like this about.
Yeah, I didn't.
The people,
I used
the way
the
people
words,
vote.
I didn't use the word like correctly.
What I was reading an article recently that was like, who we think voted for who, and I sent it to you. And I was like, oh,
it was the New York cast, right?
It was everybody.
Oh yeah.
But mostly like it was like pretty much everybody but Leanne had voted for
No way.
She was like the only one who had voted for Hillary based on this person's research. I sent this to you.
I forgot.
And
reading is hard, you guys.
And like basically everybody in New Jersey had theoretically had voted not for Hillary. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, but they're all Republicans.
And then same with OC. Like nobody documented theoretically had voted for.
Oh no, I think Kelly Dodd voted for Hillary.
Oh.
God bless. That Kelly Dodd.
I don't remember. But I was like, the thing I like about it is a lot of reality shows fly people to be in the cities that they live in. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, such and such show might be like, oh, the ladies of whatever. And like, these people might live in LA mm-hmm. 6 months of the year and they fly them to for the show to film.
Mm-hmm.
And I like these shows, The Housewives, because I feel like those people live there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the Dallas Housewives aren't actresses from LA who were flown to Dallas to live there to film the show. You know
what I mean? 100%.
Like, they're really from there. And that's what I think I like about DeAndre. So, like, I might not agree with her politics, but I like that she's actually, like, they found real Texan women. And that was what I thought the first season lacked a little bit, was really those two archetypes that DeAndre and Cameron filled.
I don't think they should make a single change to casting for next season of Dallas.
I would be okay with not Carrie leaving. I don't care about her. And I do think her husband is bisexual. Gay?
Do you think he got, what did she say? He got sucked at the roundup?
I think if
sucked
there's smoke,
off?
There's
Is
fire.
That a word?
I think if there's smoke, there's fire. And
he does love those fashion.
He's just also terrible. He's like a misogynist and terrible to his wife. Which
and also
think like
there
he's
says openly that he doesn't love his child. Which
he's
I was like keep that on the inside, like most dads. Like, you don't have to say out loud that you don't like your kid.
He's
my
like
God.
Jealous of his daughter's time with her mom. And I think that Carrie, and I do think that Carrie is
a former nanny.
I think she's manipulative as well. And I think that, like, she is trying to paint Leanne as a villain. Like, she's not – like, that's the thing that's annoying. It's, like, they all are trying to do what Leanne is successfully doing, which is to drive plot and drama. And
they're just not as good at it.
They're just not as good at it.
They didn't grow up in a carnival, okay? They're not used to the games.
I'm really into Leanne's story this season. I feel like we got to see other sides to her, which is, like, she is nuts. But, like, her mom – her relationship with her fiance, like, I like seeing those parts of her because they like are they color her a little bit differently, so you don't think that she's just a time bomb waiting.
Do we think that ring is real? Someone, I guess Mark, like, tweeted about it. Who knew Mark Duber had a Twitter account, by the way, you guys?
I am not into them, but like, I'm sure that you would love them to be guests on the podcast, so like, welcome anytime. But I am not into them. I'm not into them. I find Carrie to be, I think she's doing like a, so I read this on a from some Facebook group, but like that she's doing like the Kyle Richards, which
what
is like to sort of like play, to play coy and act like you're good, a goody good, and that you're like the relatable person on the, like that you're not also starting shit.
Okay.
And it's like,
but you totally are.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle have done their entire runs on Beverly Hills, is like put other people
pretend
in
that you're like too good for it, but
act like you're on
the
show because you're fucking rich and like you don't need to be on the show, but actually like you're manipulating everything behind the scenes. I think Leanne is obviously doing that, but she's also the star. Teresa, obviously, actually Teresa's not smart enough to do it, but everyone wants to fight with her.
Well, Teresa tried, which is what brought up Strippergate. I mean, she really, she did try to do it. Do you think that Carrie Duber was the nanny that fucked
100%.
Her boss?
And I think that, like, the fact that Brandy sold her out, like, again,
Brandy didn't sell her out. It was her fault for sleeping with her boss and them getting married.
Okay, sure. But why are you defending Brandy in, like, that, those instances, but we're not, that's pretty bad. Like, Leanne,
why is that bad?
Leanne telling Brandy in private, not near Carrie at all, that she has hands that are just hands, but then saying on national television that Carrie slept with Mar while she was the nanny. Like, that's pretty damaging to her character.
Yeah, but it's damaging to her character. It won't be damaging to her spleen. That's difference.
But they weren't, it wasn't like when Danielle and Teresa flipped a table.
But it's not like Leanne owned it. Leanne then went on the reunion and she's like, I use hands to make pies.
She also said,
I use hands to make apple pie. I was like, you fucking bitch, just own the fact that you're
I'm not
violent and aggressive.
I don't want to be 100% a Leanne apologist. Like, she did.
No, you don't want to be 100%. You want to be 99.9.
She did forget, like, what she took. She was like, I technically said it was a Xanax, and I was like, what? She was like, but it was something. And I was like, you're not helping your case here. So, like, I know Leanne is problematic has been caught in lies, but I just, like, what Brandy said is pretty bad, yet she and Carrie are sitting next to each other, and I'm like, that's why I'm like, why are you two aligning with each other? Someone align with Leanne, because, like, somebody's casualty of firing, somebody needs to be Leanne's friend. I guess it's DeAndre.
Leanne has two friends, which are DeAndre and Cameron.
Cameron
doesn't know where she is. Cameron keeps nodding just blindly whenever Leanne says something, and I keep wondering to myself, are you doing it because production said, welcome to the show, we're so excited for you to make friendships with all these women, especially Leanne, be friends with Leanne? Because it doesn't make sense to me that this woman that's like, Brandy, yeah, you know, you're not, you're with the dildo and you don't have any class and you live outside of Hancock Park, wherever the fuck, whatever the hell it's called, but then is good friends with Leanne. It doesn't make any sense
to me. I honestly think it's because her conflicts this season were with
Brandy.
With Brandy, who's now in opposition of Leanne. And so there, and then it made sense. And also,
just to fuck with
and
Brandy.
And also, like, that Cameron probably wants to just, like, she knows that if she aligns herself with Leanne, that there's maybe a better chance that she'll get, she seems like maybe the person who could get fired because she's sort of, like,
nebulous.
Yeah, she's sort of the person who's, like, not, she didn't bring a lot of drama. She's
no, she brought
ridiculous.
Pink-colored dog food.
Yeah, which, she is something. They needed something like that, but, like, she maybe is extraneous.
I don't know. I think that she should stay. I don't think that care. I think Mark loves this show so much that he would not
you
allow
think,
his wife
think
to quit.
I think he is upset
I don't think he loves. Yeah, I don't think he loves that she called him a chop dog. I didn't even understand what that meant. Like, a chop shop doctor or
that
whatever?
He botches people's surgeries.
Oh, yeah, okay,
surgeries.
I get it.
But also, she said he got his dick sucked by the...
at the Roundup.
Yeah, which is pretty damaging also. Like, that's pretty bad.
It's only bad if, you know, you're afraid that people are going to take photos the next time you go. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that Mark
is
actually gay.
Yeah, but I think that people, like, believe what people... Like, I think some people are smart enough to, like, say, like, oh, that could be a rumor or she's lying. But, like, also, like, when people say things, people... believe that.
But he's one of a million plastic surgeons. Isn't the show helping him professionally?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Guys, somebody look up his, like, Yelp reviews.
I mean, like, I don't, like, I would do, I wouldn't know. I don't know. Would you get a recommendation from a doctor who was on television? Like, would you
I
be more
still
inclined?
I still don't understand if we're going to talk about what doctor you would go to. Maybe. I don't know. I am still confused as to why Leanne is saying that her plastic surgeon is certified because he has an office in Dallas. We
I'm
still haven't.
By
and
that.
She got a flesh-eating virus from him, and he didn't seem to be, like, the
also,
most 100% on camera.
Can we talk about that for a second? So he said to her, like,
go to a
something
store
it's like it's some
buy...
sort of bacteria it like tears yeah. And she said
is it
it's a flesh-eating bacteria
and then he smiled
and he said sort of
right because it's not
but I love that she like that's exactly what she's capable of doing and I don't think she's like trying to I think she's just is that dramatic in her real life. I mean, and also she was an actress. She was in Good Christian Bitches with Kristen Chenoweth.
They
showed a clip of her on that show when Kristen Chenoweth was on Watch What Happens Live and I was like, oh, so Leanne has like some, because she was a pageant girl. She had some acting roles.
She also has a ton of like self-published books on Amazon.
Oh,
but
I haven't
read any of them.
It's fascinating. I love like Housewives before they were on Housewives.
I think she was born to be on this show.
She was. I mean, she.
How has she been like killing time
she's
between
just a
birth
star,
and now?
And I mean that in good ways and bad. She's just like fascinating. And also her and Kelly Dodd are friends.
What?
They were on Watch
There's
What Happens
no
Live
way.
Together, and they were, and Andy was like, "You two are like a pair. Like, I wanted you guys to be together." And Kelly was like, "We are friends." And Leanne was like, "Yeah, we met at something, and then we text and stuff." And so then it would like they just like showed both of them, like they just showed videos of them basically both being like violent, having violent reactions to things, and they ranked them.
Can we just take a moment and talk about the fact that who knew that a season after I think I was like screaming and saying Kelly Dodd, never again, never again, that I would be like, Kelly Dodd, more please. Can we just like take a moment? I never would have expected it. And Kelly Dodd this season openly saying, you know, my marriage is not enough and I want to show my child that you can be in like a happy and healthy relationship and
but
marriage.
But she hasn't said that yet. That's next week, right?
No, she has said that. She said that openly throughout the season, hasn't like, she? Or maybe
know.
It was the Daily Mail thing that I was reading too. I don't know. A lot of this is like real time and like what's
yeah,
on TV.
Hard.
I forget. It is hard, you guys. We're doing like a public service. This is charity what we're doing right now. I just am super into it. I'm like really into Kelly Dodd. I just really, anyone that's like owning their...
Own it. Own it, baby.
Own it. She's just really, she is. She's really owning it in a really interesting way. And obviously she has moments where she falls back, like the whole stuff with Megan King Evans of like, who's watching your baby? Not this week, but several weeks ago when they all dressed up as men or whatever and went to the drag bar. She obviously acts out of anger and says stupid things. So it's like one step forward, two steps back. But then there are these moments where she's so reasonable. Like when fucking Peggy can't stop talking about Kelly without referencing Peggy. But when Peggy was in that room with those doctors and literally said to a doc with the doctor and medical
personnel.
Are you
talking about when Vicky was having like a 3-day heart attack?
Yeah.
Because she had elevation problems.
Because she went outside and her body was like, what's happening? She wasn't in Coto insurance in her chair. And so her body like went into complete toxic shock. She also had a flesh-eating viral. She had the one that it was viral. It went from one franchise to the other. But when Peggy was like, can you stop asking her questions and treat her? Which literally Peggy said to a doctor, can you stop asking her questions and treat her? And Kelly was like, shut the fuck up. That whole time, I just died for it. I was really into it because in one of those situations, when your co-star on your nationally televised show is having a panic attack, which you say openly and openly, it's a panic attack. Yeah, you're going to talk about it. And then you're going to talk about the fact that you haven't eaten all day. And yeah, seafood chowder sounds great. Like, I was just here for it. I was here for days. I really found myself thinking, like, Kelly Dodd, like, there is a place for you here. Thank God for you.
I also was into it when Vicky was getting loaded into the ambulance and Peggy was like, everything's going to be okay. And Kelly said, it might not be okay. You might be having a heart attack.
Wait, I'm crying. I'm like laughing so hard.
OC has not been good, but I'm grateful for Kelly Dodd's redemption story. I hope that the...
It is the Kelly Dodd redemption story. The reunion... Is she the Jesus Christ? She like came back. She's better than ever. Oh my God.
Yeah, I hope that it redeems her, and I hope Atlanta, I hope we see some, wanted to see like a scenes from the season of Atlanta, because we didn't get that.
I think we just got next week. I forget what happened.
Yeah, we didn't get like a this season.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta taglines. Okay, so I'm going to read it, you're going to tell me your thoughts. Linethia leaks, 10 years in the game, and I'm still the tastiest peach in Atlanta.
I'm pretty into it.
Yeah, I'm into it, it's fine. Portia Williams, friends come and go, but family is forever.
Portia needs to get fired.
How was Portia not fired? How did Portia survive the Phaedra undoing?
I don't know, but I heard she quit / got fired at some point during the season.
Oh, can't wait for that.
So I don't know if that's true, but I heard that.
I wonder why she would have.
It was on the trip. It was like on the, she and Marlo got in a fight. And apparently,
did she get physical again?
I don't know if she got physical or what, but apparently she quit or got fired.
She can't survive Marlo. No one can survive Marlo. Marlo can barely survive Marlo.
I mean, Marlo can't get herself a peach though, but she's short.
She's
trying.
She's tried so hard, her and Shamia. Okay, 50 Cent. Age is just a number, but these cheekbones are timeless.
I mean, I love Cynthia. That's a pretty good.
How is Cynthia still on the show?
But she's just boring to me. But like, maybe they need somebody who's just sort of like
friends
pretty and friends, you know, friends with people.
I guess I don't know. Candy, you're boo. Candy Burris, don't mess with the boss because you might get fired. Oh shit! I can't even say it.
That's cool. I didn't even know. I didn't remember reading that one.
Oh my God! She's just saying her tagline is "Fuck you, Phaedra Parks Esquire."
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's funny.
That's really shady. Yeah, that's like. Her whole season arc is like, fuck you, Phaedra.
That's cool.
I'm here. I'm into it. Kenya Moore, whatever her PS baby. I really can't. She was literally. I can't stop thinking about Caroline, she's a star. Carol Radwell.
She and Teresa and Leanne and Vicky could all hang out and just be like, we're so good at just being on reality television.
What do you think about Mark?
I mean, I'm into it. I think she's excellent at like, she's like, just like, she's divulging just a little bit as she goes like breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I think it's weird. I couldn't tell if it was to like fuck with people or if it was because he was deciding whether or not he wanted to be on TV and she was like, "Ha, everything's great."
What I heard, which is like from reading Instagram blogs,
phenomenal.
Is that she got married in the off season because she didn't want it to be documented and like, she didn't want the relationship to be ruined by like
the relationship of like a week and a half. But okay, continue.
And so she didn't want it to be on camera and Bravo told her that
you'll lose your job.
Like they weren't gonna offer her a contract if she wasn't willing to talk about and show her relationship.
Which I think is why she, obviously out of the gate she's like, call him baby. And that's then Nene's saying like a slow do we need roll, to like, call him baby? And there, like, she's like, call him baby. Fucking
yeah,
call him baby.
It seems like we're getting a little bit as we go because maybe that was like at the beginning and they were like, listen, we're gonna make you a friend if you don't like figure this out. Like I don't know. That's what I had read, that she was like in negotiations and they basically were like, we're going to get rid of you if you don't reveal this relationship.
I do feel weird about the fact that she's like, I'm in this great relationship with the perfect guy and I couldn't invite my dad to the wedding because I was afraid he was going to say something wrong and the groom would get upset. I was like, is that really a great sign for your marriage?
I don't know. I don't understand her relationship with her family either, though. Like,
her dad seems great, though.
Yeah,
no?
But I don't know. Like, I don't understand like the nature of the relationship. Like, did he raise her? Because I thought her grandmother or aunt raised you.
Her aunt, whatever
so, like,
her name is.
So I was just like wondering,
the blonde
like,
hair
you know, she, like,
Lori.
I didn't know if her relationship with her dad was one of like she's reconnected with him in the last 5 to 10 years or if it's like he was around forever.
No, I think he was around.
So like I just was trying to figure it out and like I don't know. I
felt weird about it. It
I
made
just
me feel
like
weird.
If you're that like if you're a certain age and you feel like you know that you know and that's fine. I don't care if you want to get married. I do think that she's I feel like she was like skeptical about putting the relationship on television because everyone relationship ends on television.
So Kenya's phrase was her tagline was while some were saying I can't, I was saying I do.
I mean, sure.
Shouldn't it be while some are saying I don't, I was saying I do? Does I can't and I do make sense? Is this like the Ramona thing where it's like...
Where it was like a little bit off and we were like, that's probably, like, cause she probably
something that happens with age or time or whatever. Yeah, and she, reference getting older.
Yeah, she wouldn't say like, it was like some things get better with age and she wouldn't say that. She right. was like, I get better with time.
Doesn't make any
Doesn't
sense.
Doesn't really make sense, but okay.
Oh my God, I love it. And then Sheree, She by Sheree. I love her.
They call her, what does she say? Call me the bone collector. What is she, what is her tagline?
Call me a bad server because I always spill the tea.
That's stupid. I love her so much though. I really don't care. I wish hers was like, call me the bone collector.
I am so glad that Sheree is back.
I want Sheree and
so
Nini.
Much
I want
joy.
Sheree and Nini and Kim to be good for at least like 3 or 4 episodes to see like them at their good times, like when they have good banter.
And then someone will, like, nudge and judge the wig. I don't know how long that'll last. I mean, like, Kim and Nini are now, like, suing each other.
But then did you see Nini and Greg at Cynthia's Halloween party dressed up as a roach and an exterminator? Oh, yeah, you sent it to me. You're the one who sent it to me. I was very into it.
And one of our Andy's Girls listeners sent it to me, although I hadn't seen that until after I sent it to you.
But I also feel like, and I don't know if I've said this to you, but I've said it to certainly a lot of people in my life who I can do this with. Put your hand out.
Oh, my God. You're going to hit me?
I feel
don't
like,
hit me.
I feel like Kim and Nini are doing this when the cameras aren't rolling, which is like this
He's
season
like
is going to be so.
Touching my hand.
It's like a Kiki, like, kind of like
a wink. They're winking to each other.
And they're just like, this season is going to be so great. We're going to make so much money. We're going to get huge contracts for the next season. Like, our show's going to be number one rated. Like, we're going to get bonuses. Like, I think that they know that people are following all this off-season drama and they're going to watch the show to see how it unfolds.
Well, and I think Nini got a little ahead of herself. Nini at one point, a couple seasons ago, was like, I'm a big star. I don't need this show anymore.
Totally.
So I'm just going to laugh everything off and then I'm going to walk off stage. And then she realized Hollywood's like, okay, well...
What's
you're halfway
skills?
There, but you're not really
that,
a big star.
I
and she's like,
all,
oh my God, I'm a big star on this franchise
yeah.
and not necessarily on other shows that
I
aren't
think,
produced by Ryan Murphy.
I think that that must be the thing that makes Lisa Vanderpump keep coming back is that she's seen Bethany and Nini try to and watched them walk back, which is to say, like, you might be able to have money, you might be able to, like, work, but you might not be able to be rich and or famous. You know what I mean? Like, Nini's not rich the way many of the other ones are, and Bethany wouldn't be famous if she wasn't on the show the way she is. You know what I mean? Like, they both needed to come back for them.
The
own
difference,
lives.
Though, with LVP is that she has a spinoff that's ongoing.
Right.
That needs her
not,
to pop in, but doesn't. It's not like Bethany's
not
where it was like super with her
centric,
family. So when
yeah.
the family falls apart, you don't really have any more of a show. Whereas LVP is so much more about like the sex crazed servers at Sir and Pump and whatever the fuck.
I can't believe Candy hasn't like tried to get her own Vanderpump Rules, which is like just basically like the black version of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, I think they tried it because they
yeah,
had
but, like,
the Candy's
staff.
Candy
not,
factory, but her staff is not good.
She needs like it would need to be people that weren't really like her friends. Like her staff is boring,
and
like,
she also has like 3 staffers,
yeah,
so it's not a big
it's what's
show.
Her name? Candace Cameron, I forget the female like assistant, and then Don
Monique or whatever, Don Juan,
whatever. And I think her name
the,
is Carmen
I forget,
or Cameron,
Carmen, whatever. Who
the pretty girl
her
who
mom
was
her,
in her wedding
party? Stripping. Right.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't think it's enough. I think probably because Candy's probably pretty normal and, as you've said, is like an actual professional person.
Yeah,
and
she's the best.
Whatever, that there isn't a lot there for a spinoff. But I don't know. Maybe OLG. When are we going to Old Lady Gang, by the way?
A friend of mine just went and said it was actually really good.
No
she,
way.
She said that she said the greens were really – she's like from the South and she was like the Southern – she was like the greens were really good. She was like – she like was raving about them. She said that the food was like pretty good and Todd was there. He sat
– No!
He sat with her at the bar. Like he was at the
Shut
bar.
Shut up.
She chatted with him and
– And what was he
one
like?
One of the aunts, and I think Norma.
Wait, what was Todd Tucker
she said
like?
He was really
Todd...
nice and talked to her about like the business and she like – you know, she said that she worked at VH1 and they had a conversation or whatever. But like – Also,
what?
They're smart and real people. Like, Todd worked on Housewives of Atlanta and, like, met.
Oh, my God. I keep forgetting
and
that.
Also,
I keep thinking that he's, like, a husband. I forget that he's also a real person who's worked in production.
And also, Candy, like...
I forgot about that.
I was watching something on Bravo and, like, a rerun of Atlanta was airing and I hadn't heard this the first time. But she said... Talks about the restaurant and she said...
Who does? She
Candy.
Does. Okay.
And she said... You know, like when I'm in town, I try to be at the restaurant when I'm free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's good for business. And
right.
I was like, she's like, I love that she said that on camera. Like, that she acknowledges like her,
right.
her and like Todd
Helps.
And like her mom, like actually
right.
being there and not just like putting their names on something like matters. Like it builds rapport. It like people come to see her and their family. Like she's, I'm very into Candy.
I know
you
like
know
love
that.
Her and
I
she's
just
your
think,
favorite.
I just think that she's like a real person who doesn't like, I think she also cares about her reputation like in Atlanta. She doesn't just like need to be famous. She like wants to, she wants like the music world and like her, the people in like the streets to like care about her reputation, like that like she wants to be credible.
So verbal contract with you that I will watch the escape. I can't even say it. I want to say escape, but it's X-scape, isn't it?
Yeah, X-scape. I don't know
but
what
escape.
Escape.
It's different.
But I'm saying escape. It. Escape.
You're saying escape. I'm saying escape. ES. You're saying X.
Yeah, escape.
Escape. I don't know, guys. I'm gonna watch it. And can I just say one thing?
I think it's only four episodes. So like, you,
oh thank God,
it's not like a big commitment.
Because I never watched.
And the drama is real. Like they broke up, and there's like the drama is real on that show.
And Teeny. I don't know who Teeny is.
Tiny. T.I.'s wife.
Teeny.
It's Tiny.
Oh my God, you guys, I didn't know. She's miniature. So I'll watch that. But you know what I did watch, even though it has nothing to do with Housewives? But guys, I know that you guys all probably watch it already. Married to Medicine this season.
Oh, I don't watch it.
Oh my God. The first episode is so real about Dr. Jackie and her marriage. And it's so serious. Literally, right out the gate. Right out the gate. 2 seconds in. For 46 minutes plus commercials. It is so good. I promise you, you will love it. And it's also interesting because when they have these like Atlanta parties on Housewives, a lot of the people are there. Toya is there. Quad's
wasn't,
there, which I'm super into.
Quad,
yeah, yeah, Quad and Toya were both there.
And somebody, Nina Bonina Brown from Love and from Drag Race was there.
Okay.
RuPaul's Drag Race. She was like a Cynthia drag queen was in the background.
And oh, I love it.
And then some
people. I've still never seen Drag Race.
Oh, and then a couple people from Love and Hip Hop were there. Like Mimi's ex-partner Chris was there.
Oh,
and
God,
Tracy Steele, who's a DJ, who was also on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Damian's face is so happy right now.
It just made me like, I don't know how small like the reality Atlanta world is. Like it's just like it's Black Hollywood there, so it's very small.
Hollywood.
Like T.I. and Tiny are big stars in Atlanta, and like Tiny
are they big stars?
I mean, T.I. is a big star.
He is, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And Tiny wrote what's it called with Candy? So
oh yeah,
No Scrubs.
Nah.
Candy and Tiny wrote No Scrubs for
didn't
TLC.
Know that. I knew that Candy did it.
Yeah, they wrote it together.
She referenced it like 400 times, but I didn't know that T.I. you said, or Tiny did it.
Tiny and Candy wrote No Scrubs together.
I didn't know that Tiny was a writer. Yeah. I just knew that she was small.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Damian Bellino, can I say just how much of a pleasure it was?
I'm
can
so
be back
sorry.
Every week?
Just, like, I just, verbal I like contract. I I'm so sorry.
Very, wait, are there any closing, anything that we didn't discuss? I feel like a lot. It's going to depend on what happens in Dallas next week.
Yeah,
I feel
I
like I want to get your thoughts on New York, which is filming right now in New York.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any new cast members in New York from what I've heard.
No, but I'm so glad Sonia has a job. Oh my God, it just brings me joy.
Yeah, you know, I love her so much.
I know, I'm sure that toaster. I have a toaster in my apartment that we're sitting in right now. Anything else happening? Beverly Hills is coming back. Dallas, we talked about. Jersey. Daniel Staub is the devil.
Everything's pretty good right now. Potomac
except
really needs
OC.
To up its... OC sucked. But OC really needs... To, I mean, Potomac really needs to up its...
Game.
What you know what, because it...
Game.
Yeah, because it's just like...
I think it will. I don't know that. I think Karen will be full crazy.
And you just spoke with her...
Giselle.
Her frenemy, Giselle.
That interview, I honestly just laughed for a half hour. She was just so funny. Like, she literally at one point said, like, I will walk her to H&R Block. And I was so unexpecting it. But the shade was, like, so acute, which I really appreciated. Like, she was, like, vocal about it. And I just loved it. I'm really into... We'll see what happens. I know with Potomac, I was... I think what happened wasn't I super against Potomac and you were really against Dallas last season. And
yeah, I hated Dallas last season.
Yeah, and I really hated Potomac. And so we'll see what happens.
I thought Potomac season two got better. I thought Monique was a good addition.
Monique was a really good addition.
And I thought like the show is never going to be like what Beverly Hills is or Atlanta is because it's a different level of wealth. It's a different type of person.
They don't have any money.
It's just like a different,
Monique,
it's a different city. You know what
money.
I mean? It's just
right,
a different
right.
city.
It's Potomac. What are we expecting?
Right. Like it has to be different because that's what makes the shows different.
Right.
But yeah, I thought it was better. And I hope that season three is going to be wild.
Wait, can I get your thoughts on one more thing before we say adieu? What are your thoughts on the whole Andy Kathy Griffin situation, which I haven't referenced?
I think this Andy stuff, like the rumors, there was like a rumor or something that I had heard about. What did I hear about Andy? Somebody said he was a misogynist. I think it was Kathy.
Yeah, she did.
Like in a statement. And then he did the I don't know her.
I think it was the reverse.
He said
I don't know her because he was making a joke and she took it literally and was like, how dare he say he doesn't know me? I created Bravo.
And then I watched that like rant video that
16
she,
minutes.
I watched the entire thing.
I watched the whole thing. I texted friends.
Like when I heard that she said he was a misogynist, I was like, oh, I would believe that. And then she released that video, and like some people that I like know through other people were like, oh, she's crazy. And I was like, oh, is he crazy? And they were like, she's crazy. And I was like, well, I tend to believe her because she's like a woman, but then, and he's like, I do think he's like an entitled gay man who probably can be misogynistic, entitled white gay man. But I also think that maybe, I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, yeah. But I sort of am defaulting to him because I heard enough like nightmare stories about her sort of.
I totally agree with you. And I also think that the fact that she kept on saying like, you didn't support me. And she was just like name dropping people or as a pity party at one point. And it's like, sweetie, like, yes, I know that like things have happened to you that aren't fair, that have happened, that may not have come as harshly as to a man as they would a woman. But also like, you're really going down a whole other lane with like, this person didn't support me and this person. And I just thought it was weird. And just yet again was another example of the fact that Kathy Griffin is not meant for like crisis PR strategy. She's really not. She was just being, seemed like she just had a lot of,
seems like
she's really bitter.
She's also reached like, what does she do? You know, like, how does she fix this?
Because, yeah, I don't think she can.
Yeah.
And I think her supporters are going to love her forever. He really, like, his social media really got, like, eviscerated by people. People were, like, posting from friends from her team, like, really going hard in, all in, going hard. Those are two different phrases. On that wonderful uplifting note, Damian Bellino, 50 apps of our little baby, Andy's girl.
Andy's girls,
Andy's almost, you know, bat mitzvah, quinceañera. Oh, more than that. She's 50. She's an old broad. She's Molly Shannon.
She's just about ready for to be on a housewife show.
Oh, my God. She is just ready to be on a housewife show. I hope it's not New Jersey. I hope she has a brain. You guys, such a pleasure. Can you please write an iTunes review that's, like, uplifting and nice? Like maybe 3¾ stars, maybe, like, and like, oh my God, how great was Sarah and Damian this week? Damian, stay forever. You guys, on that note, such a pleasure. Love all of you. Damian Bellino, love of my life. We will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.